if you tuned in last week on, I don't know what the last episode, whatever the episode that was, I believe it was episode 66. If you turned in, you heard me talking about paying the price. You heard me talking about like the men that I'm currently coaching. And I even dropped like how much it costs to work with me one-on-one. And my wife and I, she happened to be an earshot. She happened to be an earshot of that podcast. And she's like, it was good, babe. It was good. She's like my biggest fan, but she's also like my best critic. I wouldn't say worst critic, best critic. She gives me valuable feedback. And, you know, I'll go ahead and go on record and go on air that like she is right the vast majority of the time. And so, but I went toe to toe with her on this one. I dug my heels in and I believe that I'm still right. And the fact that like the reason why I throw it out there, one, I put it out there in the universe, because you are not going to get anything in this world that you do not ask for. You will not get anything in this world that you do not see in your mind's eye and truly believe first. Two, and this is a crucial point, it's a standard. It is a standard that I have set to myself that I am unwilling to negotiate on. It is a standard I have set that I'm unwilling to negotiate on. Like, I've had some people, and you might be listening now, reach out. Hey, Nick, what's going on, man? Like, I love what you're doing. I love it. Like, you know, can you mentor me? I said, yes, I can. It's $15,000 and it's 90-day it's a 90-day commitment. Oh, well, I'm like, look, I love you. I love you. I do. You can listen to the podcast. Like I have 90 seconds with Nick. I basically talk about all the things that I'm doing with these men. The difference is they just get more of my time and I hold them fiercely accountable. And some people think, oh, what a dick move. Woo, little sneeze there for y'all. What a dick move. But it's like, no, that's the problem is like if I lower my standard, not that these people are beneath me. I didn't say, no, I can't coach you because you are unworthy of my coaching. Notice the language. I did not say you do not deserve my coaching. I say you absolutely deserve my coaching. You absolutely deserve it, but I deserve to be paid X. And the thing is, I want you to think about right now, I want you to think about the standards that you have for yourself. The standards that you have for yourself set the tone for everything that you have. Think about this. Like you go and you get a haircut. You go and get a haircut when you cannot stand like the length of your hair. But a lot of us are unwilling to change our financial outlook even though we're in immense amount of pain. It's beyond me. It's really beyond me. And I was having a podcast yesterday with Danny Morrell. It's going to be fire. I don't know exactly when it's going to drop because we're going to put a lot of energy and time and media dollars behind it. But it was just like, the guy is so authentic, and he was just, you know, just saying like standards. Like he looked at his two boys. He'd been a millionaire. And he didn't protect himself, and he lost everything during the fallout. And he was looking at his two boys playing in a cooler. And the reason why they're playing in a cooler is the only way he can keep them cool. It was a heat wave. He couldn't pay the air conditioning bill. And he just said, enough, enough. Like, this is not the standard of my life that I'm willing to have. I'm not going to have my boys think a swimming pool is an ice chest. Every time they go to a baseball game or a tailgate event, they're going to think everybody brought their swimming pool. He's like, that is not going to happen. And he raised his standard. He said, I will not sacrifice this level. My kids will have this minimum opportunity in their life. I will always do this in my life. I will always have that. And guess what? He's achieved that and more, because when he got to that level, he reset his standard. You are exactly where you are as a result of your standards. You're getting exactly what standard you set for yourself. You are getting exactly what you tolerate in life. Think about this. Think about this. And I only can say this because I've been there. There's been so many times where I've like, oh my God, how am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to pay that bill? Oh man, like, but it always works out, right? It always works out. somehow, some way, right? It always works out. You find the money, you get some money that you didn't know about, someone loans you the money, but it always works out because like that's your minimum standard, right? Is to stay in your apartment or keep your cell phone on or, you know, whatever. And it may take those things being turned off, but you magically find a way to make it work. I don't care where you are, what lot you are in life. If you have negative 200 in your account, or if you have 200 million in your account, like you always figure out a way to meet the standard that you set for yourself. You know, one of the things that you need to think about is everybody talks about, I want to make six figures a year. Like I was just going over some of the numbers with one of my executives, and after taxes, six figures a year is probably $3,200 per paycheck. Now you take out like any type of medical or anything like that, 401k. Now you're down to probably $2,700, $2,800, which sounds great. Living here in Orange County, California, I talked to another employee, a studio apartment, $2,000 for a studio apartment, $2,000 a month. So that means that 80%, 90% of your one check is just going to put a roof over your head. Now we got cell phones, car insurance. Like in 1980, like it was cool to make $100,000 a year. It was cool to make $100,000 a year in 1980 because in 1980, $100,000, guess what that's worth today? Like $320,000. If you were a millionaire, if you had $1 million in 1980, it's worth well over $3 million today. Even 10 years out, 1990, $100,000 a year was $187,000 equivalent today. So if you're making $100,000 a year and you're like, yes, I'm here, that's like making, you know, and you have to take $87,000, it's like making $30,000 in 1980. And $30,000 doesn't sound that attractive, but it's literally the standards that you set for yourself, you know, and I know this. How do I know this? Is because if you've watched my gap map video, if you've gone over to ownthenext90.com and you've watched the gap map video, you will talk about, or you will see me talk about a time where I just had gotten back together with Nicole, who is my wife, but then she was like my estranged girlfriend. And I said estranged on purpose because she was like, we were estranged and the relationship was strained because of my decisions. And I convinced her to get back with me. And I had a house in Orange and it had gone into foreclosure for numerous amounts of reasons that I won't get into right now. But I was trying to save it. I had no self-value, zero self-value. And I was hooked up with all the wrong business partners. And if you're listening, you motherfuckers know who you are. You know who you are. And I allowed these thieves into my life because I did not have a high standard for myself. I did not value who I was. I did not value the relationships that I had built. I did not value Nick Long, period. And so these thieves were allowed to come into my very weak, you know, wall. I did not have an impenetrable wall to these thieves. I just allowed them to come in seeking validation externally because I had zero internally. And so I'm just letting money fly off the table, fly off building businesses for people. Building businesses for people off of all of my relationships and getting fucking nothing out of it because my standards were so low. And I was out of the country and I was expecting a wire to hit. And my wife, now wife and girlfriend, we just moved into this condo. And like, you know, people were impressed by the condo, but even the condo, like we could barely afford it. And I was generating income. Don't get me wrong. I was generating income, but I had created a massive hole that I was trying to fill. And so I was expecting this wire to come in. The wire doesn't come in. And literally we have no money. Like the Amex bill hit, like everything hit at once. And we had $14 in our bank account. $14. And I'm not talking like this is 20 years ago, people. You know, this is maybe 6 years ago. We'll be married for 5 years. So maybe a little over 6 years ago. Little over 6 years ago. $14 in my bank account. An Amex bill that was like through the fucking roof. I had to pay for a wedding. I had to pay for a world-class honeymoon. Because that's what I wanted. That's what I saw in my mind. Right? That was my standard. But I don't know how the fuck I'm going to get there. And I have $14 in my bank account. And she calls me and she's bawling. And she's like, it's one of those anger cries. Like almost like, fuck you. You told me it wouldn't be like this. You told me it would be different. And she probably didn't say fuck you because she's like, you told me. I believed in you. I believed you. And now we have $14 in our bank account. I don't even want to go inside this house. I'm sitting inside a Range Rover with $14 in our bank account. I did not sign up for this. And I was fucking devastated. And I felt emasculated and I felt weak and I felt vulnerable and I felt helpless. And I'm miles away. We're not even talking on like a regular, you know, I mean, we're talking via our smartphone, but some stupid app and it's all shaky and like, I can't do anything. I can't hug her. I can't touch her. I can't send her money. Nothing. I can't even get on a fucking plane and be there because we don't have the money to buy a ticket. And I was like, this is fucking enough. This is enough. This is it. Like, this is not the standard that I will allow in my life. This is not the standard that I sold her on. I sold her a bill of fucking goods. And I said, I am not going to do this again. And we hung up and I was pissed. I went and fucking punched a hole in the wall. Boom! And I punched a hole in my fucking current standard. And I called her back. And I was like, mark my word. This will never happen again. And I can feel the fucking emotion as it's coming back right now. Like my fist, if you could see me, my fist is clenched. It's like, this will never, ever happen again. You will never, ever be in want or need financially. I don't know how, but I am going to make this fucking right and I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to make this right and I'm going to make this happen. And sure enough, sure as shit, within 2 months, I was no longer going to spend my time out of the country. I was no longer going to spend my time building someone else's business that was ultimately going to fuck me. And I came back and I started my own thing. And brick by fucking brick, brick by brick by brick by brick, like we built a business. And then we launched Media Mix. Two months before we got married, we launched Media Mix. Now we have employees. 3 days before we're going on our honeymoon, we get like this notice that we had to move out of our office because the building went bankrupt. And we made it happen. I didn't know how. Like looking back, it's like fucking crazy how we made it happen, but we made it happen. And guess who took a world-class honeymoon? Guess who paid for their wedding? We did. Very minimal help. Very, very minimal help from family. Fucking peanuts compared to what we paid. And I was appreciative for that, but we did it on our own. Zero debt. Beautiful wedding. World-class fucking honeymoon. 3 weeks out of the country in four different countries. Flying first class. Staying at the best hotels. And I'm not talking this happened. I'm not talking it happened like it took a year. Like this was literally months. Because I raised my standard. I said, fuck this. I am not going to have my woman, my queen, call me and feel the way she feels because of my standards. Because I have fucking lowered them and I just went on a mission. And so that's why today, 6 years later, 5 years in one of my businesses, 3 years of personal development, countless fucking hours working on myself, hundreds of thousands of dollars invested, tens of thousands of dollars invested into this podcast. I can go on air and in integrity and in certainty say, look, everybody is worthy of having a coach. Everybody is worthy of investing in themselves. Everybody is worthy to take their life to the next level. If you want to work with me, I am worthy of this price because I know I'm going to deliver 10 fucking X on that investment. In fact, I've already had clients double. Some of them are going to get 10 times back in their first fucking 2 weeks by raising their standard. The end. I punch them in the fucking face emotionally and they raise their standard. And they start having conversations they were unwilling to have. You don't need me to coach you to raise your standards. You just need to raise them and make it non-negotiable to have anything less than that standard. You don't need to pay me tens of thousands of dollars and come to a blackout experience. You just need to fucking decide. I have people's lives who are changing, listening to this podcast day in and day out. Their standard is they will not miss a podcast and they will not miss an opportunity to take the homework and do it. And their lives are dramatically changing. And then I have people who want to just go all in and they want to experience what I did with a coach. I'm in masterminds right now. I still get mentored. I was having a conversation with Heather today. She's like, do you ever think you'll not need a coach? I said, no. I will always need a coach because I'll continue to raise my standards and there's always going to be someone who is where I'm working for and I'm going to figure out how to cut the time, learn from their failures and raise my standard to that level. And then I will be coaching men at the level I just came from and women eventually. Do you see this? $100,000 is three times less today than it was in 1980. And still people say, I want to make $100,000. Like you should say, I want to make $300,000 because that's what it was like when your parents, if they ever did, make $100,000. Raise your standards and everything in your life will catch up. I promise. You'll think differently. You'll act differently. You'll speak differently. You'll walk differently. You'll talk differently. I set a standard for these fucking burpees. They're miserable. They are miserable. And last night, I didn't want to do them. I didn't want to do them. It was like 9 o'clock. I'm like, fuck, I hadn't done them. I put them off all fucking day. But I said, you know what? I set a standard. I am leading a 90-day movement. I am coaching these men, and I have to uphold to a certain standard, and I did them. And I went to bed, and I slept like a baby because I was in integrity. I was in integrity with the standards I set in my mind and the work that I actually did to get them. So, ran a little bit long. Well, it's my last name, Nick Long. My friends, look around. What standards do you have in your life? Where do you need to raise those? What relationships don't serve you? What vices, what sedation mechanisms aren't working for you? What standards do you need to raise? What does your fucking diet look like? What does your exercise routine look like? This is not like rocket science. It's get up 1 hour earlier, sweat for 20 minutes, go into gratitude and meditation, and then go into memoirs, journaling, write some shit down that you want to accomplish that day, how you're feeling, find some insight, lean into your loved ones. Study something that is in your wheelhouse of making money and share that with one person and go attack your fucking day and do it again and again and again and again and again. I can line up hundreds of people that are going to tell you the same exact thing. Even Danny Morrell yesterday, same fucking thing. 4:30, workout, do this, do that, journal, do. Same thing. It's rinse and repeat. That's it. But you have to raise your standard. Or settle for a standard life. Go over to ownthenext90.com. Watch the video. Download the gap map. Fill that shit out. And start raising the standards of your life. Or continue listening. And do nothing. And just live a standard life. I'm out.